Notes from Green Elsh, number 180. Prioritize the present. With the transition from one year's end to another year's beginning, it's beneficial to reflect on the past and project into the future. Although the past and future should guide your present perspective and actions, don't emphasize either one to the degree that it hinders the present. Instead, submit all your days to God so He can redeem yesterday and reveal tomorrow in order for you to make the most of today. The past is gone. You can glean wisdom from mistakes and poor choices. You can confess and apologize for doing wrong. You can forgive others who hurt you. You can heal from being broken. You should do all of those, but you can't undo your actions or the actions of others. You can't alter experiences gone by, nor can you change people or circumstances beyond your control. This is common sense, yet how much time in the present do you spend wishing the past was different, regretting what took place, or worrying about your choices? Don't let the past cripple your walk in the present. Jesus died and rose again to save you from your past. Let go of any sin or hindrance. Give it over to God. He is the only one who can bring good out of evil, light out of darkness, order out of chaos, forgiveness out of wrongdoing, and healing out of brokenness. Then you can effectively face the challenges, opportunities, and joys of the present as you follow God's lead. Like the past, the future can also impact your present, yet differently because it hasn't arrived yet. You can dream of possibilities and embrace potential. You can set goals, make plans, and cast vision. You can look forward with hope. You can count on God fulfilling His promises. Each of those are worthwhile and beneficial. Yet how much time in the present do you spend anxious about what could happen based on what has happened? Worrying about uncertainty, concerned about lack of information, ability, or resources, or questioning what if. Don't let the future paralyze you from walking in the present. Jesus died and rose again to give you an everlasting future of peace in God. Although you may not know what the future holds, rest assured that Almighty, all-knowing God holds the future. He loves you and has your best interest in mind. Place your faith, which is hope, loyalty, trust, and obedience, in Him. Then walk confidently, knowing God guides your steps and will supply what you need to act in the present as you keep the eternal well-being of you and others in mind. God is always at work saving, which is bringing healing and restoration to those who seek Him. He lovingly uses people, circumstances, truth, opportunities, and responsibilities to bring that about. Don't miss what He wants to do in you and through you today. Jesus died and rose again to give you victory each day. Jesus taught, "I have come that they," that is, His followers, "might have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." In the Bible, in Romans chapter 8, it explains this wonderful truth. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. To prioritize the present in Jesus, prayerfully develop these 6 disciplines as God enables you. Sing God's praises. Study His Word. Share His truth. Serve all people. Stand in the gap to intercede. And stay dependent on God. Commit your past and your future to God so He can transform you into the likeness of Jesus today. Along the way, be joyful, watchful, and active as you look to Jesus to further and to complete His salvation work in you, in others, and in all creation, both now and after He returns to earth to consummate His kingdom.